with the Farm and Ranch Report, sitting in for Rick Worthington. I'm Susan Allen. 2.5 years ago, stalled labor negotiations created major congestions on the West Coast ports that affected grain, beef, and hay exports. Red meat exporters remember that time all too well, and that's why the 3-year labor contract extension announced late July comes as great news for our Western farmers and ranchers. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tseng shares some details.
Well, I think it's not only good news for exporters, but it's very big news for the importers that we deal with around the world, especially in Asia and North Asia. The last time this happened a few years ago, it took us almost a year to recover from this because it calls into question our reliability. As everyone knows, we face plenty of headwinds these days, and this is just one deal that we don't want to have to contend with at this point in time. So it's encouraging news that this contract is solidified.
The last port congestion was especially problematic for exporters.
Well, it's critical because by the time you take a chilled product from a Midwest plant, you get it to the West Coast, then get it loaded on the water, and then by the time it clears customs, if it's pork, for example, that has a little shorter shelf life than beef, and this is huge as far as its impact because it can only probably be in commerce 20 days at max, and then it's going to run out of shelf life. So if you're a retailer in these markets, especially Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, anything that would prolong this and delay this would be catastrophic.
Why this 3-year labor contract couldn't have come at a better time. And that's today's Farm and Ranch Report. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Susan Allen.